Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show. It was our producer, Messy Mikey's first time at spring break. He had an assignment over the weekend, and that was to get into a faux argument with his girlfriend at a crowded bar, pretend like it's a really big deal. And then she was supposed to throw a drink in his face in the middle of the bar. We'll see if he pulled it off or not.
Because that's how he was going to get bingo, right? Get that $500.
That's exactly right. We'll explain it here in just one second. There is a bartender in Florida that is capitalizing on spring breakers this year. She has been charging $30 for the hurricane shot, is what she's calling it, right? And mostly young men are lining up to the tune of $6,000 a night is what she's making. So for $30, you take a shot, you have a pitcher of water thrown in your face, and then she slaps you in the face as hard as she can, and that's what you get for your $30. Young men are lining up for it.
The videos are hilarious.
What?
So there's a dude sitting at the bar.
Yep.
She stands up on the bar, right? And because it's a hurricane, you're going to get water thrown in your face. So you take the shot, you get water thrown in your face, and then she just smacks the living daylights out of you. Now, she does say that she's an entertainer. Like, and so she, like, as far as, like, performing, so she actually is not smacking them as hard as it looks, but she knows how to really sell it. So, of course, for the gram and for TikTok, people want this content. So, yeah. So she's selling, and this was her idea. So she's selling up to $6,000 worth of shots. So she's not making, like, she's not making all that, but she's racking in some tips, dude. I mean, racking in some tips.
That's what happens on spring break, man.
I guess so. Paying for that is different.
All right. So Messy Mike is going to join us here in just a couple of seconds. Yeah, this bingo card that we're talking about here is a list of things that were potentially going to happen to him on spring break.
Well, not potentially happen to him. He was going to have to make them happen. So we all gave Messy Mikey some tasks, some spring break challenges, and gave him a bingo card. So it was Messy Mikey's spring break bingo card. And if he was able to acquire bingo, he was going to score $500. So I was out Friday. I don't know what he brought in, but I know he was able to successfully get people to sing I've Got Friends in Low Places at the bar.
He did. And he's been getting progressively more drunk and more drunk and embarrassing his family more and more.
Oh, sweet.
Mom, not happy at all.
Yeah.
Not happy. So his assignment was to be in a bar this weekend, fake an argument with his girlfriend, and have her throw a drink in his face in the middle of the bar. Here's the audio.
All right, yeah, she was good looking. I don't get it. I didn't know it would be such a big deal. She was hot. She wasn't better than you.
Why would you say that?
How'd you find out about this? You went through my phone?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're a
joke. It's a drink.
It's a drink.
That happened?
He did.
That's she timed it with the singer giving his crescendo. The drink hit his face, and then the singer goes up.
Please tell me we got video of it.
Oh, we did.
Okay.
That was great timing.
Here's Mikey. What's going on, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
Are you glad the week's over?
I could not be happier. Nobody's happier than my family, though.
Wait, so did I miss, like, is your family, are they, like, legitimately upset with your antics?
Yeah, it's the drunk diaries is what really got him.
Oh.
Yeah. That's really where all the disappointment stems from.
He's embarrassed his family crest.
They were ready to pay him to stop.
They were.
Seriously.
Legitimately were. How was the rest of the week, man?
And now I just found out that the people down at the tennis courts are talking about it. My dad went down to the tennis courts, and now they're all talking about his drunk son.
Man can't even play tennis.
They're older, so they forgot. They went on spring break. They did this.
Sure they did. Did they say that they did this on their spring break?
I don't know if they were calling the radio shows hammered tonight, but No, I don't think they were.
What are you laughing at, Cass? You looking at the video right now?
No, spring break your hip. Old people don't know. They don't, and even if they did go on spring break, they don't remember. Don't worry about them, Mikey. There'll be some other, like, person's kid who gets arrested next week, and you'll be out of their minds.
You're just living your best life.
What happened to the rest of the week?
Not much. I got a drink thrown in my face by my girlfriend. And, yeah, so the bartenders were not happy about that. So I went up and I got a rag, cleaned the place up. Yeah, I had to make amends.
Did you complete your bingo card? Did you get the 500?
I haven't received any money, but my bingo card is completed.
So what were the three that you got in a row?
So I got Cheers the Crowd. Uh-huh. I did that on the first night. The second night, I got everyone to sing Friends in Low Places.
Yep.
And the third night, I got a drink in my face.
There you go.
Nice. Like bingo.
Nice.
Well done.
Going into this, though, I thought that I was going to be able to do all nine. I was way too cocky.
Well, because Mikey...
These things destroy your ego.
Yes. So when we were talking to Mikey and prepping him prior to him going on spring break, Tommy and I were like, yeah, you know, because it's just a 3x3 bingo card. And his confidence, I was like, yeah, you get bingo. So you just got to do three of these and you're gonna score $500. He's like, I'm going to do all nine. Okay. I go, well, if you do that, then we can talk on air about maybe like doubling it. And like, if you can get all nine, you'll get $1,000. He's like, no problem.
No, not problem. No. Yeah, a big problem. Big problem. All right, dude. Well, thank you for doing all that stuff this week. You're back in on Thursday.
That's right.
Okay, drink lots of water. Get rehydrated.
Hydrate, my man. We'll see you then, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, he did it.
He did it.
Good job, Mikey.
Well, are we going to have that video up on social media today? I can't wait to see this.
It'll be up on our Instagram later on.
Hey, The Bird Show.